This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
My name is Maile Chibuse. I'm from Kenya. I'm a grassroots woman leader and a caregiver in my community for the past 17 years. In 1999, HIV/AIDS was declared a disaster in Kenya. The women found themselves not challenged with this disease, which added burden on the other health issues that the women had. This, in the year 2002, over 67% of the government health facilities or hospitals, the bed occupancy were people living with HIV/AIDS and other related issues with HIV/AIDS. And previously in work, we had been working on maternal health, which was a big issue in our communities. In 1996, when I was a young woman of 26 years, we realized maternal death was a big problem. Every month, we used to lose a woman from who was delivering on or when she was pregnant. And we came together as a group of 15 women and sought support from a mission hospital. And we were trained on maternal health care, mainly to refer women. We started Safe Motherhood Kit, where women would raise some money so that they can walk to the hospital when they are delivering, because one of the contributing factors to this increased death was distance to the health facility and also lack of money to pay their medical bills. And when we started working, just when we were adjusting to this work and brought the health facilities closer, mobile maternal health clinics, HIV/AIDS struck so hard in the year 1999, it was declared a disaster. And we worked, as we were working, we found Roots Kenya, which is a big movement of grassroots women, led organizations that is affiliated to Roots International and Wairu Commission, which came to our to recognize the work we were doing and came to add value. Since that time, Roots Kenya trained us as trainers in home-based care. We increased the number of women who are providing care and support for the sick people. And believe me, in the year 2003 and 2005, the number of sick people who are in health, occupying beds in hospital decreased, and we were able to care for the sick people in our homes, in their homes, and only refer them to hospital when they needed clinical care. We learned to approach HIV/AIDS as a development issue, not only a health-related issue. Despite that it was really affecting women, and also women too were HIV positive by that time. A good number of women were HIV positive. Since that time, we have conducted surveys, mapping to identify issues around HIV/AIDS and women, because HIV/AIDS is not only, it cannot just be approached as a health issue. There are so many underlying factors that contribute to HIV/AIDS that people were not aware of. We have, we do not consider ourselves as professional researchers, but our work has helped to inform the communities and the governments and the development partners, and even made more researches to be done based on what we have given on the table, and people have come to verify that it's true. We have helped to develop policy investments and in programming of HIV/AIDS. We have helped to develop the national, the Kenya National AIDS Strategic Plan, the 4 years for the government of Kenya, which is started to be implemented, was launched recently. We have also informed the global health initiatives, where they do not, or they don't maximize the positive synergies in health system, or where they maximize the positive synergies, and what we call positive synergies in the communities, because when development partners look at what positive synergies are, it's a bit different than what the community views. So we have come to a table where we think these are the positive synergies, and what we call maximizing could be this, and they have indeed worked. We have kept records of the orphans existing in the community, the number of people living with HIV/AIDS, the number of households where people are living with tuberculosis, and houses where people have failed, like are not following up a treatment adherence. We have enabled people who have defaulted from medication to go back to medication, and we have actually been a very important resource people in the community. During our work in HIV/AIDS, we haven't stopped at only dealing with HIV/AIDS. We have managed to mobilize caregivers in big alliances. My community only, which has 2 districts, has 2,000 caregivers that we have mobilized in a big alliance, purposely to strengthen home-based care as an activity in the community, and also to make it a governance platform where caregivers can sit on the table as important decision makers in health systems, and not just people who are beneficiaries of health care or recipients of health systems. And it has worked so well for us. We have also identified ways that can strengthen grassroots women who are volunteers working in caregiving by looking for partners who can give in money to support these women to have income-generating activities, so that as the time they spend doing the caregiving work, they have something left where they can at least have bread on their table and bread on the tables of the orphans they are caring for. I commemorate the first Beijing meeting, and I really appreciate organizations that went to this meeting and during this meeting realized the gap that was existing, because in this meeting grassroots women were not represented. But we have organizations that were founded after this meeting, like Roots Kenya. We have Wairu Commission that felt like without grassroots women in the women agenda, then the women agenda will not actually be a reality. And this has brought us on the table, and we are able to share what we are doing. The grassroots women have indeed shown commitment to address their own health and the health of those people in the community. Women's health, when we discuss women's health, we should not discuss it just as health issue. We should discuss it as a development issue, because indeed it's a development issue. Let us not forget to adopt the ways, the initiatives grassroots women have done to respond to health-related issues, because these initiatives really work, and we should actually adopt this to be able to meet the needs of people's health, of women's health in the communities. These innovations can be sustained only when we open doors for the women to bring them on the table and be part of decision makers. If we move the grassroots women and look at them as beneficiaries of health, we will not get these decisions. But when we sit on the table, we are able to be part of the decision making. Let us look at grassroots women as development agendas, as development agents, and not beneficiary of development. And I would summarize by saying that I indeed feel so honored to have an opportunity to participate in such a meeting. And my friend said she has a nightmare. For me, I actually have a big vision for the grassroots women, My vision is where grassroots women, will participate in decision making as equal partners in development, where resources will be channeled to support the work of grassroots women, and so that the work of grassroots women cannot be lost, can be tapped as any other work that is happening in the world. Thank you so much.
Before I open the floor, to acknowledge and to thank Soraya Abir, the Executive Director of UNFPA, who is with us here. And she proved also that women's leader at the United Nations system in the top area in the United Nations, they come and they sit with us and they mix with us and then don't play the Mandarins. Then I hope that also our women, when they have access to political leadership, they don't forget and they don't imitate men, and they will be as they were growing up and being an activist with all of us. Also, I wanted just to have an observation about health, that there is no really systematic and sustained effort after Beijing, and especially in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, about the mental health well-being of women and men to that extent. And as you know, a few days ago in France, they put in the legislation a condemnation of what they called the psychological violence against women and men, but basically we all know that the psychological violence exists and it harms women's capability of, you know, performing fully of their potential. Then this is what, you know, just a small and very brief observation, and I would like to open the floor. We will have one mic here and one mic here. And please, not only one mic here, but please limit yourself to 1 to 2 minutes.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.